Hey guys, so if you're like me, you are always looking for some way to just make a little extra money. You might be searching out giving blood plasma, you might be considering giving up your eggs in exchange for that fat payout that can finally pay off your debt. Maybe you're even doing secret shopping, or you're just trying to find ways to scrimp and save money. If that is you, this episode, you're gonna love it. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh man, what a fun intro, right? So I am just cooking up some mushrooms while I'm talking to you guys today because we are a part of a takedown challenge, 10-pound takedown with Code Red Christy. And we've been eating no sugar, no grains, almost no dairy except for the dairy that's like high fat and good for you. It has been so intense, but it's amazing. I can't wait to share with you guys the update on how the 30 days goes for us. But I wanted to share with you a little bit about what options there are in the marketplace for making a little bit of extra money on the side. So I remember the days where like I was searching online desperately how to make money from home, how to make a little extra money. And I would sit and read through all those listicles that were telling you all the different ways that you could possibly make money from home, you know, and it would say things crazy like sell your hair, go to Once Upon a Child and resell your kids' clothes. Not that that's crazy, but it takes a lot of time. It said pick up a job bartending at night. And all of these different options would always come up. And I'll be honest, like my whole life, I have been a scrapper. And you might know exactly what I'm talking about. Like I will do what it takes to make sure, you can hear that Kerrygold butter sizzling. That is nice. My whole life, I have been willing to do what it takes to make sure that my family's needs are taken care of, to make sure that we don't end up, you know, on the streets or unable to pay off our debt and those kind of things. Those things have been really, really important to me along the journey. And so I've at times for many parts of my life, I would do medical experiments for an extra $3,000, or I would do, you know, a lot of giving of blood plasma, and, you know, you'd make a couple extra $100 a month, and you can't scoff at that when you're hungry. But I'll be honest, like those things aren't necessarily the best for your health. And if you're in a place where like you are in a similar situation to where I was 5-6 years ago, part of you doesn't care. You know, people will say like health medical studies aren't healthy for you. You don't know what the long-term results of that are. And you're kind of like, I'll be honest, I don't really care about tomorrow because I'm just trying to get through today. And so my purpose with this episode is to let you know that there's a way for you to make a little bit of extra money without sacrificing your body, your health, you know, maybe your eggs if you're considering giving eggs up for a donation. I didn't actually go through with that, but it was something I considered. I want you to know that there are absolutely other options, and I found them, I love them. So what I did 3 years ago was I started to work for people doing their social media just part-time while I was in my 9-to-5. And while that very, very first client, I think it was actually 4 years ago, was the very first client. That first client didn't make me rich. It brought in an extra $15 an hour a couple times, you know, a couple paychecks a month. And so I would, you know, put in 10 to 20 hours a month, and that brought in an extra $150 or $300 a month. And over time that grew. And what I realized was that spending time building up my skill set and my professional resume and doing something that was actually really fun, social media, was way better than traveling to a blood plasma clinic and sitting for an hour while your blood flows in and out of machines and you have no idea what the lasting effects of it are gonna be. It's not enough to make you rich, but it's enough to support you. And so I wanna let you know that even if you're like, I'm not an expert in social media, there are local small businesses that need your support. And even though I preach to price yourself at least $500 a month per platform and at least packages of 1,000 with several platforms a month, I will let you know that sometimes when you're hungry, you can actually get a couple $100 extra a month as you're first starting out, working for businesses in your neighborhood, working for your family's business, working for the businesses that you love. And it's a way better alternative to selling your body. And I don't mean prostitution, but I mean selling your potential future of health. I had to share this with you because I wish that someone had told me a long time ago that there was a better option. You better believe I would have taken it. And I'm actually going to be sharing in the next week here an amazing resource, which is the Income Guide for Social Media Managers, aka A Social Media Manager Can Make How Much. It is absolutely shocking, and I'm so excited to share it with you. So stay tuned for my next couple of episodes, because on one of those, I'm going to be dropping it live, sharing the link with you. It is a free guide. It's really, really fun and crazy different than anything else in the market. So clearly I'm way too excited. I don't know if that means I need more or less coffee, but definitely some healthy food. So I just wanted to share that with you. Just know that there is hope, and that being a social media manager, even part-time on the side, could be a game changer for you. So with that being said, I'm going to let you guys go, and I'll see you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson. Bye.